proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another broadcast on our Everlasting Nation radio program. We've been looking at the Olivet Discourse contained in the 24th and 25th chapters of Matthew's Gospel. In our last session, we examined various warnings that Jesus Christ issued, warnings directed at those who will inhabit Israel during the end times. Why would people want to heed these warnings? A period he described as Great Tribulation. A period of Great Tribulation is coming, during which God will be pouring out his wrath upon the world. The Old Testament frequently alluded to this era by the name the Day of the Lord. We spoke briefly about this time in an earlier session, but now we'll delve more deeply into that subject. The prophet Zephaniah, in the first chapter of his book, vividly described what the Day of the Lord would be like. He called it, quote, a day of wrath, a day of wasteness and desolation, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness, unquote. Various other Old Testament authors used different phrases for this era. Jeremiah, for example, referred to it as, quote, the time of Jacob's trouble, unquote. Malachi, at the end of the Old Testament, described that time as, quote, the great and dreadful day of the Lord, unquote. Matthew alluded to this period at the end of the world. Paul, in his first epistle to Timothy, called the day of the Lord the last days. The 16th chapter of the book of Revelation describes some horrific events that will occur during this portion of time. God will inflict ulcerated wounds upon all those who worship the Antichrist. Blood will appear in the seas and rivers. Great heat will emanate from the sun. Darkness will cover the entire earth. Human suffering will reach unprecedented heights. Jesus Christ promised, however, that God would manifest his mercy by abbreviating the duration of this era. He said that, quote, except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Unquote. His statement raises a couple of questions. Who are the elect that he spoke about? The elect for whose sake those days will be shortened. In some contexts, such as the third chapter of Colossians, the term elect referred to Christians. But in others, such as Isaiah chapter 45, elect referred to the Jewish people. Let's examine these possibilities. It's unlikely that the term elect denotes Christians given this context, because during the Great Tribulation, Christians have God's promise that they will be delivered from his wrath. As Paul informed the church at Thessalonica, quote, God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him, unquote. In the context of Jesus Christ's warnings in Matthew 24, the word elect most likely denotes the Jewish people. The events described in Revelation chapter 12 might also support this view. The Apostle John saw a vision of a dragon seeking to devour a woman and her newborn child. When he failed to do so, quote, the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, unquote. Now, her seed could not refer to Christians who at this time are in heaven with Jesus Christ. Furthermore, various elements of John's vision, such as the sun, the moon, and the stars, various elements of John's vision have a similarity to those elements contained in the dream experienced by Joseph, Joseph the son of Jacob. Jacob interpreted Joseph's dream about sun, moon, and stars as allusions to himself and his family, progenitors of the Jews. John's vision might likewise apply to the Jewish people. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions bringing you another radio broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.